With the addition of a few coaches. Yeah, no, look, it's after a couple of very disappointing results over a number of weeks, you obviously have to address it. The team and the players obviously are first-hand, they know what's going on. So very thorough, deliberate action that was we discussed, but yeah, a very positive meeting though.
Was it early and long? How would you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up at 5 because the little fella's up, but yeah, so we got up here at 6 o'clock, had a pretty... Well, definitely not a pretty video session. Watch the first half, and then our eyes were a bit sore because the second half wasn't much better, and then we had waste. So a long day, but you expect that with what's been happening lately.
So it wasn't. There were reports that maybe it was just the players getting together. It wasn't the case. Was there coaches?
No, look, and I think, you know, the organisation as a whole, the coaches are just as important as the players. They provide the feedback. The philosophy that they implement, that we're supposed to implement, has got to be paramount to our success. So as a group, we always talk in-house, but I think we all need to do this together. So you're not going to take coaches or players or meetings or whatever. It's got to be a whole team.
I guess what we're trying to get is, what's Trevor Gleeson
there? Trevor's there, and you need him there. He's the boss, and he's got the respect of the group, and his feedback is paramount. So without him there, we're a boat without a sail. So no, he was definitely there.
You said you started at 6. What's a normal starting time for players?
Yeah, 7:30. So Damo's already had 4 coffees at that time, but yeah, it was a bit of an early wake-up call.
Can I ask, many are saying the cats are cooked. Season's over, it's all done.
Yeah, I mean... We were cooked last year as well when we were sitting at the bottom of the ladder, and you know, as a group, there's a lot of pride in there. You know, there's no doubt we were humiliated and embarrassed. But what I do know about this current group of players, or players that have played for the Wildcats in the past, is a proud history. And what you do know is you're going to bounce back. And obviously, it's disappointing. You know, we've lost the last 3 or 4 at home. But for us, we do know that we can turn around. All the things that we were up there today, whilst we got beaten on all accounts by Sydney, we know the things that we can rectify are in our control. And I think if we do that come this Saturday, we can change the opinions around. And, you know, come 2 weeks, we could be sitting at top of the ladder if we start playing some great basketball.
Is fatigue a problem at the moment, given the schedule that you've had and the age of a lot of the group?
Yeah, I don't know about age. I mean, I laugh at that. I mean, people talk about... I mean, I'm only 30 years old and they count me as old. But so, you know, you've got Kirk Penny, 36 years old, running around like a Sprite chicken too. So fatigue's not affected. No doubt we're tired, but you can't use that as an excuse. So once you start looking outside of that parameters, that's when you're going to struggle to win games. And, you know, I remember playing grand final series where, you know, you travel Friday here, New Zealand next day, and you still have a great effort. So we can't use fatigue as a factor, for sure.
So could it be effort? I mean, some people were critical of the effort on the weekend, that you're not trying, but yep, you weren't putting 100% in.
Yeah, I think that's the case. It's more so, I think, it's not the lack of effort, it's being smart. You know, what we saw is a clear lack of communication and massive breakdowns, and whether fatigue's a point of that, because we're making silly decisions, you know, and we're not making extra pass, we're in rotations, we're not rotating as 2 guys going to a ball. I don't think you could question the guys' effort. I mean, that's our identity, is to have that grit and that heart, but it's placing that effort in a right and smart way, and I don't think we're doing that.
Fans have turned out, so they've still got your back at this stage. Mm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was surprised they didn't have us, giving us some heaps. We deserve it. But look, it's always, I mean, the Wildcats fan base is absolutely incredible. And we were upstairs and we were in a pretty honest session. And we were told, you know, we've got to come down because we've got 700 fans there. And that's quite refreshing and really helps galvanise the group, realising that after some obviously disappointing results, there's fans behind your back and having that support. And all we want to do is right that wrong on Saturday, and we'll know if they're behind us, we can make them proud and obviously put the best foot forward.
Yeah, Boomer Squad was announced today, and there's 5...
I'm not in there?
You're not in there?
It's a surprise.
5 of your teammates are, though. Like, well, there you go. There's a lot. What does that say about the team?
Well, I'd be critical and say it's not... I'm not happy about it because it's come on the eve of finals. So I'd like hopefully a couple of mystery illnesses and injuries pop up. But they all deserve it, whoever it was. I mean, they've had a heck of a season and, yeah, wish them the best.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's a 24-man squad in this 5 minutes. It seems like half of the league has been named at the moment. But
yep.
Will it be a factor going into finals if you do have a lot of guys who don't get that rest?
Yeah, I think it would be in an honest approach here, no doubt. I mean, that's the back end of a season, and as you just alluded to us, we're an old group, so I'd rather old guys like Damo get a little bit of rest. But, yeah, look, I think as a league, the NBL should maybe, at that position, the teams that haven't qualified for playoffs should maybe select those players, because I think for the best product, the league, you want the best players playing and you want them healthy and refreshed. And I think at that time, it's the perfect time for them to all get some R&R.
How's the captain? Is he on one leg or is he okay?
Yeah, no, he's fine. I think he would be disappointed in his effort levels and stuff. He's been honest in that approach. But I think as well, you know, there's what he's been able to sustain over his career and those levels. I think we now need to sort of exploit the strengths that we have. A guy like JP, maybe use his length and athleticism to our advantage and not depend on Dane. We've been doing it for a number of years, and I marvel at, you know, I do see him some days, I room him from the road and he can't even get out of bed at times, but come the bright lights, he's ready to play. And he's been busting his tail, but no, he's not on one leg, but we do need to help him out, definitely on the defensive end, and back him up. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.